I'll snag her here. And this is Jorge.
Jorge, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. So I'm going to tell you something personal, one.
Okay.
My name is Jorge, and I'm a DACA recipient. And at the end of the year, my status ends. The thing is, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And I'm 26 credits away from earning my degree at the University of Arizona. I have no health insurance. I don't know if my spring semester I'm going to lose my, if I'm going to be deported back to El Salvador. And I want to know, if I decide to support you, will you guarantee people like me and those, you know, who can't afford health insurance will receive Medicare for all? And whether DACA recipients like me can receive citizenship status? Because one, I was born on this soil. My parents sent me here because they wanted me to have, the opportunity that they never had. And, things right now in El Salvador are terrible. So if I elect you, what will you do to help DACA recipients like me with no health insurance and no guarantee I will be able to finish my degree?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that DACA is restored, and we'll introduce legislation to do that. If we have a Democratic House, we can make that happen. The other thing is to amend the Affordable Care Act to provide health insurance
for all.
For all, yeah.
Thank you.
So I tried to get that in the first Affordable Care Act, and there just wasn't enough support for it. But I think we can change it now.
You think you can?
Yeah, I think so.
And that first, I saw you raised your hand. Like, I don't mind this, but do you receive corporate money? I mean, I don't care, but I mean,
I receive money from PACs, and that's technically a corporation. I don't receive money from, like, Pepsi or Coke,
CEOs, obviously, but yeah. You get Democrats.
Yeah, but yeah. I've gotten money from Citizens United, and they're technically a corporation, so that's why.
And the reason
some of those are the ideological groups.
And the reason I'm speaking to you is because out of all these people on the stage, you seem the most genuine. Everyone else seemed really scripted. They were trying. I feel like they all planned their jokes ahead of time or planned what they were saying. But you, on the hand, you seem like you answered it from the start. I see a lot of authenticity out of you, and that's why I came to speak with you. Because I think I'm going to support you because you seem like a genuine human being compared to the others. So again, thank you. You will get my vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for reaching out. And if you have any other questions, feel free to contact us.
Okay. I was just telling her, out of all the candidates here, she seemed like the most genuine.
Good.
Not scripted. I feel like everybody else here prepared their jokes ahead of time. They were a little cheesy, so I could tell. But then again, thank you so much. That meant a lot to me. You're speaking to me one-on-one. I feel a lot of comfort.
Well, if you have any other questions or want to get involved or anything, just let us know.
All right. Thank you so
much. Yeah, absolutely. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And if we can be of help in any way,
I'm going to finish my degree.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, you are. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.